Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph from the Sechah Shabbos. We're holding out the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. It says Mishnah Mishnah Yilosh Neitinok. Sechah Lamed Lachar Shabbos Vechah Lamed Bishabbos. The person has two babies to give a meal to. One of them is should have been on Sunday, and the other one on Shabbos. Vishachach Umel Shalachar Shabbos Bishabbos. But he mouths the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Chayiv. Everyone agrees he's going to be Chayiv Korban Chatos in that case for violating Shabbos. But Echah Lamed Harav Shabbos Vechah Lamed Bishabbos. If one of the brises should have been on Friday and the other one should have been on Shabbos. V'shachach mal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he accidentally does the Friday bris on Shabbos. Then Rabbi Elazar chayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Elazar says you chayiv korban chatos, and Rabbi Shua says that you're poter because you're b'tov b'dvar mitzvah and you were also mitzvah, so you're going to be poter. Rav Huna masni chayiv. Rav Huna taught the Mishnah the way we have it, but Rav Yehuda masni poter. Rav Yehuda taught that in the reish of the Mishnah, the case is the erev Shabbos case, meaning the case that we had second in the Mishnah. That's the case everyone agrees upon, and everyone agrees that you're poter. And the case where it's a Motzoi Shabbos baby that's meld on Shabbos, that's where there's a machlokas. Rav Huna masni chayiv d'tanya. Rav Huna finds support in the Braisa to learn the Mishnah the way we have it, because the Braisa says, "Amar Bishem Ben Elazar, lo nechleku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shual, Mishai, lo shneiti, no kosech, lo b'Shabbos, vech, lo malachar Shabbos, v'shachach, lo malachar Shabbos, v'Shabbos, shu chayiv." That everybody agrees that if you accidentally mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. Amar nechleku, the whole machlokas is, al Mishai, lo shneiti, no kosech, lo malachar Shabbos, vech, lo b'Shabbos, v'shachach, lo malachar Shabbos, v'Shabbos. And the whole machlokas is in the case where you accidentally mal the Friday baby on Shabbos. And all cases of chiyuv korban chatos are always derived from avodah zarah. That Rabbi Elazar, from the case of avodah zarah, where the Torah says yichayev chatos, Rabbi Elazar savor kavodah chavim. That just like in the case of avodah zarah, ma avodah chavim amar rachman lo savor v'chiyavim mechayev. Just like with avodah zarah, we're talking about something the Torah says you can't do, and if you do it, you're chayev. Hachanam iloshna. So over here also, it's the same exact thing. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua respond, no, Hasam, the law of mitzvah, by avodah zarah, you're not trying to do a mitzvah. Hacha mitzvah, over here by the case of milah, you're at least trying to do a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda masni pater. Rabbi Yehuda taught in the brisa, in the ratio of the Mishnah, rather, that if you mal a Friday baby on Shabbos, that everyone is going to agree that you're pater. That's not our version of the Mishnah, but he has a basis in the brisa as well. Titanya, am Rabbi Meir, lo nechlik, Rabbi Lezav, Rabbi Yeshua, al Mishai, lo shnei tinokos. That everyone agrees that if you mal an erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, that you're going to be potter. Al ma nechliku, the whole machlokas is al mishayi lo shnei tinokos echolamol achar Shabbos vechalom b'Shabbos v'shachamol shal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. The whole machlokas is if you mal a Sunday baby on Shabbos, that's where Shabbos lezer mechayev chatos Rabbi Shua potter. Rabbi Shua says you chayev chatos, Rabbi Shua says you potter. Ushneim lo lamadua el meavod zchavim. And they both derive their halacha from the halacha by avodah zarah, that Rabbi Elazar savor kavod chavim avos chavim amrachman al asavim v'chiyavim chayiv hachanami lo shna. That just like avodah zarah, it's an isra in the Torah, and if you do it, you're chayiv. So you're also an isra in the Torah. If you do it, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shua hasam la Torah b'mitzvah hacha Torah mitzvah. And Rabbi Shua would say, no, there's a big difference. By avodah zarah, you're not tarred in trying to do a mitzvah. Over here, you're at least tarred in trying to do a mitzvah. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Omer Hay Rameir, that Rameir has an entirely different version of the Sol Machlokas, where everything is flipped on its head. That Lo Nechluku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Al Mishai, Lo Shnei Tinokos, Echolam, Al Erev Shabbos, Vechol, Al Shabbos, Vishachum, Moshal, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, Shu Chayiv, that everyone agrees that if you mal a Friday baby on Shabbos, that you're going to be Chayiv in that case. Al manechlu amishai lo shnei tinokos echelam malachar Shabbos vechelam b'Shabbos v'shachul mal shalachar Shabbos b'Shabbos. The machlokas is if you have a Sunday baby that you mal on Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. That Rabbi Elazar says you chayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua says you poter. So it turns out Rabbi Yeshua is more makil when you mal a Sunday baby on Shabbos, where it's not even a mitzvah milah, it's too early, than he is when you mal a Friday baby on Shabbos, where at least you're doing the mitzvah milah. So asking, how does that make sense? Has Rabbi Yeshua sefer the whole kavod mitzvah? How could it be that Rabbi Shua is going to say when you didn't do a mitzvah you're going to be potter, but if you did a mitzvah then you're going to be chayiv? Samri de Rabbi Yana, Reisha Going shakadam mal shel Shabbos, be'arav Shabbos lo nitna Shabbos lidachos. The case of the ratio where Rabbi Yeshua says you chayiv when you mal an erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos is where you maled the Shabbos baby already on erev Shabbos. So now there's nothing left that you should be doing on that Shabbos. That Shabbos should not be pushed aside for the sake of any mila. But sefer nitna Shabbos lidachos, and the sefer where there's still a Sunday baby and there's no one that has a mila yet, so that Shabbos is meant to be pushed aside for the sake of mila, and that's why we're more. What do you mean in the case of the Reisha that that Shabbos is not meant to be pushed aside for the case of Mila? Sure it is. There's got to be some baby whose bris is supposed to be that Shabbos. For that person, Shabbos is not meant to be pushed aside for the sake of a Mila. Okay, new Mishnah. Baby could be getting a Mila on 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th day of life, never earlier, never later, unless he's ill. Hakeitzad, how does this work out? Kidarka l'shmona, regular case, on the 8th day of life, he gets a bris mila. No ben ashmashos, he's born ben ashmashos, so it could turn out nima l'tisha, that he gets a bris mila on the 9th day, because maybe he was really born the previous day, but you can't give the mila until you're certain that it's at least the 8th day. Ben ashmashos, shalom shabbos, nima l'asar, if he's born Friday night ben ashmashos, then he only gets a bris the following Sunday, even though it may be that he was born the previous Friday. Yom Tov Lachar Shabbos, if the following Sunday is a Yantif, Nima Lachar Asar, then the bris is going to be pushed off to Monday. Sheyom Tov Shalosh Shana, and if Sunday and Monday are both Rosh Hashanah, and he was born Friday night, Nima Lishneim Asar, his bris mila is going to be on the 12th day of life, potentially. Katan Achala Ein Malon Asat Sheavri, if you have a katan who is low alayna, who is sick, you don't give him a bris mila until he becomes healthy. So Amashmol Chala Tzato Chama, Nosno Kol Shiva Lahavroso, that if a person had a fever and the baby had a fever and then he got better, so you give him 7 days to become healthy after after it goes away until you give him the bris mila. So you bailu, maybe in a mei slays, those 7 days, doesn't mean 7 24-hour periods, and it's got to be if he got healthy on a Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, that means the following Monday could only be after 2 o'clock that you do the bris mila. So tashma the tani luda taught yom havra aso ki yom hivaldo, the day he gets healthy is viewed as the day of his birth. So what does that mean? My love, my yom hivoldo, lo bina meisleis. Doesn't that mean just like when a baby's born, you don't have to wait 7 24-hour periods? A baby could be born Monday afternoon. The following Monday morning will be his regular bris mila. So af yom havraso lo bina meisleis. So too, in the day that he gets better, you don't need meisleis. Says my love. In a certain sense, the day that he gets better is more powerful than the day that he's born. The day that he's born does not require meis leis. The day that he gets better does require a sense of meis leis. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Shem will pick up with the mission on the bottom of the page next time.